The Art Spot, brought to you as a part of WCHL's Lifestyle Series. And now your host, Art Menias, Executive Director of the Art Center in Carborough.
And welcome to the Art Spot. We have a great show for today. We have Phaedra Kelly, Director of the Art School at the Art Center, which was our original purpose when it started back in 1974, was to teach people how to discover their creativity in the visual and performing arts. And 38 years later, Phaedra directs that program at the Art Center. And she has brought with her two of her wonderful instructors for this fall semester at the Art Center, novelist Joyce Allen and blues musician Justin Johnson. Welcome to the Art Spot.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
So one thing we want to cover before time slips away is we have the big open house for art school instructors coming up, Phaedra.
That's right. In a couple of Saturdays, we from 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, August the 25th, we will have an instructor open house. And we do these quite a bit. We try to do them about twice a year. And it's an opportunity for students to come into the Art Center and see some of our studios. We'll always have the ceramic studio and the jewelry studios open so they can see kind of the equipment and stuff. There's often demos. We'll have a stained glass demo and a wheel throwing demo, but mainly it's a chance for students to meet the instructors and find out a little bit more about their classes and about their teaching style. It's also a great opportunity for the teachers because they really enjoy getting together and hanging out and eating chocolate chip cookies.
That sounds like fun. That'll be next Saturday, August 25th.
That's correct. I'm sorry, I think I said the wrong time and it's because this big studio is making me nervous. But it's 4 to 6 p.m. Saturday, August the 25th at the Art Center in the main gallery.
That's great. That'll be a big evening because then at 7 o'clock on Saturday 25th, we have the Air Mountaineers performing for an early show that'll be over just in time for people to bop on over to Cat's Cradle and see Chatham County Line. So we have your whole day planned for next Saturday from 4 until after midnight, I imagine. So we'll see you there. And at the open house for instructors is a great time if you're just curious about the classes at the Art Center to meet some of our instructors and students and pick up a copy of the catalog as well.
And, you know, just to make it a little sweeter for you, we're also going to have a 5% discount on classes that day just during the open house. So if you're thinking of taking a class, you're on the fence, you should just come on by and meet some of us and just enjoy your afternoon.
That is sweet, a 5% discount. We, as I mentioned, have two great instructors with us. And I have this right, Joyce is a veteran instructor in the art school, where Justin is relatively new to our faculty. So let's start with Joyce. What's the satisfaction you get out of being a teacher at the art school?
Well, I've been doing it 20 years, so I guess something's going right. I love it, I find. It feeds me my own writing. It stimulates that part of my brain. I love working with writers who are feeling their way into it and beginning to get their craft together, or those who are just exploring. Maybe they don't know whether or not they want to try writing. Maybe they know they don't, but they want a little of the experience. And that's been a very rich experience for me.
That has to be. And tell us a little bit about your writing.
My publications do include three novels and a number of short pieces and creative nonfiction. I'm now working on another novel. My last publication was in 2008, a novel called Hannah's House. And then after that, I changed gears entirely and went into an area I'd not done before, which is young adult fantasy. And I have a novel out this past January called Those Who Hold the Threads, first of a trilogy. And The second, I hope, will be out before too long. I find I love that. It's entirely new for me.
Wonderful. It's great to explore new things, and that's, I'm sure, what draws a lot of the students to your class, that desire to explore a new avenue of creativity.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to fall.
Yeah. Have any of your students actually been particularly interested in young adult fiction?
Some of them have been. I think more may be now that I'm writing it myself. It may have that effect.
Yeah.
But I've always had some.
What would a student experience in your class?
Well, in my current classes, these are the ones, the one I taught for 20 years, that has to do with work in progress, that I've now turned over to somebody else. I decided 20 years was probably enough for that one. There, students would be writing something, fiction or creative nonfiction, and that would be what we would be talking about in the process, getting off into all sorts of things. The ones I'm still doing now are Priming the Pump and Short Subjects, which is kind of an addition to that for people who want more. And they are the ones focused on short, in-class, experiments, explorations in working with, things like creating character, handling viewpoint, building scene, and developing storyline. So these tend to draw new writers and people who just want to try out something different, and also some writers who've been doing it a while who want some new ideas, because it does tend to generate ideas pretty well, or people who are having a little trouble getting off the ground, even though they may have been writing.
Yeah. Yeah, I found that extremely beneficial back when I was still attempting creative writing, as opposed to spending all my time on record reviews and grant applications and no longer having much choice in the subject matter. But it's great to hear more about your classes, the one you've done for the last 20 years and the two you'll be offering this fall as part of the art school. And when we come back on the Art Spot, we'll be hearing more about the art school from our new music instructor, Justin Johnson. And we will be right back on the Art Spot after this. We are back on the Art Spot here with art school director from the Art Center, Phaedra Kelly, and two of her instructors, novelist Joyce Allen and musician Justin Johnson. In the first segment, we heard about Joyce's classes, and she's been teaching with us for some 20 years. Justin is new to our faculty. How did you find out about the art school, and what made you want to be one of our teachers?
I've always loved the Art Center and what they do for the community, and was in contact with Phaedra earlier this year about the possibility of doing a cigar box guitar workshop after doing some around at festivals like Shikori Hills and other areas around. Normally I perform, and that's also what I love to do on the side, and in addition to that is to teach about what I'm performing. And I've been really interested in these traditional roots instruments, and it's my favorite subject to teach when I do teach music, and it's just I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to be down here. This is my first year, my first semester that I'll be teaching at the Art Center, and I'm just really looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're certainly excited to have you joining us, Justin, especially bringing in these traditional roots instruments, the diddly bow and the cigar box guitar. You hear folks talk about early instruments like this, and folks have a lot of prejudices or preconceptions about what they are, and those folks would be totally blown away by the sophistication of the two cigar box guitars you have with you today, because they are, even though they have cigar boxes for the bodies, they have very substantial necks, real frets, real metal strings, amps, or pickups, I should say, run through an amp. They are, in every respect, serious musical instruments. So perhaps the best way, since we are on the radio and not on video, would be for you to play some music for the people so they can hear what outstanding instruments you have here, like the one you're strapping on right now has everything one would expect out of a steel National guitar, except that the body is a cigar box.
And this is, like you were saying, although they're made in the traditional way by a local luthier in Hillsboro named Bob Johnson, and what I mean by made in the traditional way is that they do have a cigar box body, and he actually makes the necks out of trees that he gets from his yard, dead trees or trees that fall down. He ends up milling the wood himself and really makes them with all hand tools in the way that they would have made them in the Civil War and the Depression era. And the only difference, like you said, is that he modernizes them in some way to make them to where you can plug them into an electric guitar amp. And I'll play you a little bit right here. This will be more in the style of what I'll be teaching in my advanced blues class. I'll be teaching one particular class on advanced blues slide technique. And so I'll do I'll just kind of improvise a blues song for you in that style.
What was that called, Justin?
Just making up a little blues for you on that one. Doesn't really have a name, but an improv using, like I said, a lot of the techniques on the slide guitar that I'll be teaching in the advanced blues workshop.
Yeah, well, improv's all about the blues. The phrases, both vocal and instrumental, float around, and the purveyors for 110 years or so now have made use of it on their own. What drew you to the blues, Justin?
I've always loved the blues since, I guess, when I first started playing guitar and really getting into the different genres that the guitar was known for playing a big part in. The blues just struck me as you know, soulful and sincere, and I really love those elements of it. And since then, I feel like all of my music, no matter what genre I play, is really derivative of blues music. And I end up, you can kind of say, playing with a blues accent. If I'm playing jazz, I'm still playing with a blues accent, or rock, any genre, really.
And that's another part of the versatility of the blues, and the way the blues has informed almost every kind of 20th century American music. It's a big font upon which we all can draw. Tell us a little bit about the other class besides advanced blues technique you're offering this fall.
Well, the other two courses that I'll be teaching on the cigar box guitar specifically will be a beginner course and an intermediate course. And the beginner course is designed for people who might be familiar with the six-string guitar, might have played it, or for complete beginners who have never played a stringed instrument or any instrument. And one of the great things about the cigar box guitar, and particularly the three-string cigar box guitar, is that it's much more accessible to beginners than a normal six-string guitar. You have, like I said, three strings, and they're tuned to basically an octave and a fifth would be the musical intervals, if you know what that means, and if you don't, that's fine. But all it means basically is it's harder to hit a wrong note. So that's good for beginners. And then the intermediate course is designed to transition people who have played the six-string guitar onto the four-string cigar box guitar. And we deal with the tunings and techniques in that course that can help you basically play it just like you would play a normal six-string guitar, but without the two extra strings.
It's much like when you see somebody break a string and they're good enough just to keep right on playing
exactly.
with the remaining strings.
Very
which
similar.
Always impresses me, as opposed to, oh gosh, let's stop while I change this string.
And yeah, and
I'll tell some inane story.
You've got one more class too, though, that's not cigar box.
Right, and this is the diddly bow class, and the diddly bow is a one-stringed instrument, and if you go back in the evolution of these stringed instruments, you start with the diddly bow, basically, which is, you can think of it as a one-string fretless guitar that you play with a slide, and a lot of famous blues musicians got their start on the diddly bow because it's also probably the easiest stringed instrument to make at home. And people like Bo Diddley, for example, who took his name even from the diddly bow, and he started out on an instrument just like that, and so did a lot of famous blues musicians like Lightning Hopkins. I mean, really, a lot of the old country blues players almost all started on these traditional one, two, three-stringed instruments.
Yeah, well, you have a very sophisticated diddly bow. And when we come back for the next segment of the Art Spot here on WCHL and chapelborough.com, we'll go into it here in a little of Justin Johnson playing his most modern diddly bow. All right, we're back on the Art Spot. Here's Justin Johnson and his diddly bow. Just out of one string on the diddly bow there by Justin Johnson, who will be teaching three courses in the art school at the Arts Center this fall. And I hope you'll be with us next Saturday for the big open house for art school instructors at the Arts Center from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And will you be there, Joyce?
Certainly will.
And Joyce has been teaching with us for some 20 years and is also an established novelist, but she be teaching two writing courses this fall at the Art School at the Art Center. And if you want to learn more about our classes, see an online catalog, or request to be sent a hard copy one, that's easy to do. What do they need to do, Phaedra?
Well, they can check on our online classes at artcenterlive.org and go to Education Adult, and then they will see a list of all of our classes by discipline. They want a catalog. They can call me, and I'll happily send them one. And our number, of course, is 919-929-2787. And we like to talk to people, so give us a call, and we'll set you up with a catalog or whatever you need.
Yeah, and you also can get the catalog as a PDF on the website if you'd rather have an electronic copy thereof and turn the pages digitally. We do hope you'll come by next Saturday to the Arts Center at 300 G East Main Street in beautiful downtown Carrboro from 4 to 6 for our instructor open house, where you can meet a lot of the great teachers providing courses this fall at the Arts Center. Anything else y'all would like to tell the people?
Just glad to be on the show today. It's been a pleasure to hear Justin play, and I'm just very excited about the open house, so everybody come by, and I'll be making homemade chocolate chip cookies, too. I should just throw that in there.
And if you want to see any examples of the cigar box guitars that Bob Johnson will be making for the course, you can go to his website at madurobob.com. That's madurobob.com. And you can also see video examples and audio examples on my website at justinjohnsonlive.com as well.
Homemade chocolate chip cookies by Phaedra Kelly, our art school director. 5% discount on classes from 4 to 6 next Saturday, August 25th at the Art Center during our instructor open house for the fall classes. We'll see you there. Thanks again to Phaedra Kelly, Joyce Allen, and Justin Johnson for coming in to be on the Art Spot today.